November 19th, 2015, it's Watt from Pedro's show. From Pedro Show, back at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been a while.
When? September? August?
I think so. Before you went to Europe, I think.
The Cuz Tour.
Yeah.
And that was end of August.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months, Brother Matt.
Man.
Criminy.
But I did see a couple of cool watch shows in that time.
Okay.
Yeah, just recently. Down at Harold's, and I caught... Panther Burns over at Alex's.
Panther Burns, Taft Falco.
Yeah, you tore Harold's up. That was awesome.
With the opening for Jella.
Yeah. Over at Alex. That was cool.
Yeah, right. So
Pointy shoes.
And the same suit for 22 days. Now, I changed chonies.
Getting pretty ripe.
Well, it's polyester, so I think it would have been different if it would have been like cotton, flannel, and Levi.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Cool. So I think it'd be in plastic and shit. Maybe the stench just...
Yeah, got some chemical reaction.
Yeah, or just rolled off or something. Started the show off with the Love Supreme Part 2 resolution, a breakdown, maybe some clammage. Believe it or not, even John Coltrane.
That's got to be inspiring, though, hearing clams from John Coltrane, just knowing the great one's bullet.
And he ain't, like, cussing at the rest of the dudes. How dare you! Mr. Rich, another approach to the pep talk. I think Mr. Coltrane just said, let's try it again. And we had Sawaka with Good Morning. And we should say good morning to our guests, all the way from Bueno Park, Santander, España. Gomez Bueno, welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back.
Actually, the second time.
Yeah.
Right? But you were more of a witness. This time you're the specimen.
Whoa.
So, you were just showing Brother Matt some works that you're involved in. In fact, you stopped here in Pedro to get some art supplies.
Yeah. For pretty much for the last year, I've been working on a sculpture nonstop. The thing is evolving fast, and I start making busts, and then I did some animal heads, and now I step into a whole new dimension with the detergent containers.
So more like abstract.
Yeah, but for many years I've been noticing the detergent containers that are like these incredibly evolved shapes, like
kind of organic.
Brownie? More like science fiction, I don't know, like.
Kind of futuristic?
Yeah. They used to be just square or cylindrical or pretty much that was it. And then they start evolving into some kind of weird... It seems like they need to be aerodynamic. I don't know for what reason.
But, like when they fly through the air?
Just to pour the detergent into the washing machine.
She made the soap, okay!
Your clothes faster.
It comes a gallon. Think fast.
So I've been experimenting with those shapes and mixing them up and working the magic of the fiberglass on top of them. So yeah, and... there are a lot of laundromats here in Pedro, so I was touring the local laundromats, looking for interesting shapes.
And resins in connection with the surfboards.
Do you
still surf?
Yeah, I still do, yeah.
Even with, he's had both hips replaced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, my last surgery was 2 months ago, so I still have to wait for another month to go back in the water. But yeah, I can wait.
It's been working good though, huh?
Yeah.
I was supposed to have it done last year and put it off and had this breaky thing.
It's scary to do it, but man, once you do it, you're so glad you did it.
Because it works.
Yeah, because you put up with all the pain and just because you don't want to go to the surgery room. And you tell, at least I was telling myself, it's not that bad, but I was really in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah,
bone
on bone, right?
Yeah.
And you're limping around and throwing everything else out of
whack. Yeah.
And then one day you stop riding bicycles, and then you stop running, and then you stop doing this. And, and then you realize, oh my God, like...
I gave up
everything, pretty much.
To try to escape pain.
Yeah.
But actually, you can't.
Yeah.
Every time you get up.
And now the surgery, man, it was so good. I mean, you walk the very same day.
Wow.
You have the surgery done. And they made you walk a little bit already. And then you start from there. And in 3 months, pretty much, you are better than ever. Like 15 years ago.
Wow.
Something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that with some music.
Yeah.
November 18th to 24th is National Fuck Awareness Week. What is your FQ? Your fuck quotient. You owe it to yourself to be fuck aware. Do you know which American Idol's wives have fucked and which have not fucked? Which have fucked humans of opposing gender? And which have fucked those insane? Which have fucked parties with foreign objects? And which have done it with their fuck organ? Which have fucked well-known celebrities? Which have fucked low-life scum in flea-bait motels? Which have fucked Republicans? Which have fucked in the state of Nebraska? Which have fucked in Canada? Which have fucked seated on a toilet or potty? Which have fucked animals, including ducks? Which have fucked donuts or similar pastries? Which have fucked tailpipes of $100,000 automobiles? Which have fucked themselves? These questions must be answered. Can you answer them? For further information, call 1-800-FUCK-FUCK.
Yeah. store. I'm so sorry, but that's not what I came here for.
Thank you. One, two, three, one.
Let a bad show.
We'll be right back. little town down in Indonesia, Bangkok. Woo, Bangkok. I'd win the lion in bed. One guy did Mauser, the other said Bangkok. Woo, we were Bangkok. Yeah. Making love the Japanese way. Learned aggressively in Hong Kong, Bangkok. Yeah, we were the Bangkok. Woo. Margaret Trudeau, Jackie O, Madame New, and Bridget Bardot, Bangkok. Yeah, oh, Bangkok. Woo, baby. Yeah, woo.
Just got to see the X-ray shots and the work. What's your surgeon's name?
Anwar, Dr. Anwar.
Anwar.
He's originally
Dr. Anwar. Thank you very much.
Yeah, from India.
Gomez Bueno.
Welcome.
Oh, Kaiser, West LA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yesterday started Fuck Awareness Week, so we had the Spielgusher doing that. Public service announcement,
right, yeah.
Mr. Meltzer. Sorted pastries. You know. The Black Moth Super Rainbow, brand new. Brotherhood of Sisters. The Opera's brand new. Beale Street Pop Group, brand new. SOPHIA. Kilka with the ADT demo. Sidetrack with a Minutemen cover, Boylan. Dan Francia with a Minutemen cover. There ain't shit on TV tonight. George Hurley without the lyrics. Man of Action, Laurie Matt and John Truby, something new for them. Brand new from X Blank X, cover of Albert Eiler's Ghosts. Rock and Roll from Zolar X. Remember, you've seen their picture at Pink's. A Life is Not Worth Living, but Suicide is a Waste of Time. By Lester Bangs and Delinquents. Lester Bangs, good friend of Richard Meltzer. Tom of Sherpas, Scones Coven, that's Vince Maroney. Blowing Sax. Doing benefits for Des Cadena, who's fighting lymphoma. Me and my missing man with Grant Hart, Saturday, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, at Club Nell. Blonde Redhead by DNA. I guess that's where that band got their name. And then finally, Bangkok, Tab Falco, which Brother Matt Light, you people, to him, witnessing me do pointy shoes and Gianni Uomo suit that I got in Long Beach, Strong Beach. Comes bueno.
Yes, sir.
What's your first artistic memory?
Probably visiting the prehistoric caves in Altamira. Being like 4 or 5 years old, my father.
These are like paintings on the cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Cave walls from way back, like
50,000 years ago.
50,000.
My father took me there, and I remember like my imagination going bananas. Just like imagine the cavemen, dinosaurs. They didn't live at the same time, but anyway.
I think there's a mammoth.
Yeah, right? There are bisons. Mammoth, horses,
a horse,
deer.
Some kind of animal spirits.
Yeah. Very, very incredible experience. I was lucky. My parents took me to see a lot of exhibitions.
So you had early exposure.
Yeah. And another milestone of visiting exhibitions was a Salvador Dali retrospective.
Okay.
In the 70s, in the late 70s.
Was he still around?
I think he might have...
Because I remember him in the 70s. Somehow I remember a connection with Alice Cooper.
Yeah, he lived a long life, but the very last years of his life, the poor guy was
kind of out of his mind.
Yeah, right? Was out of it. But that was a big show and a big impression on me, yeah.
And where was it?
Madrid,
yeah. Okay. You're from Santander.
Yeah. We drove all the way to Madrid to see
people. The way Spain is, Madrid's in the middle. Santander's way in the north, closer to England. So that's a hell ride.
Yeah, well, it's like back then it was like 5-hour drive.
I can imagine the roads in the 70s though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Franco's roads were probably beat then.
Yeah. Especially to live out of Cantabria, and then you have to go up the mountains and a lot of turns and.
Right.
You could be behind a truck for a long time. Just okay. Nowhere to pass in.
Where was it at?
The exhibition? It's a museum. It doesn't exist anymore. It used to be called Museo Español de Arte Contemporáneo.
Contemporary Art of Spain.
But that museum closed. And, well, because they opened the Reina Sofia.
Okay.
Which was bigger. This
town's not big enough for two.
No, they have lots of museums.
No, but contemporary.
Yeah.
I know, they got a lot of old stuff.
But that one, it used to be next to the university where I went, to the Fine Art University, La Complutense in Madrid. It was just like the next building was this Museo de Arte Contemporáneo, but now it's like the Fashion Museum or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Now, so you jumped ahead a little bit, but you end up going to school in Madrid, but back in Santander, when did you get, got you into art, your parents bringing you to see these things?
Yeah. Then I really like to draw and paint, and I won a few contests, like school contests.
Yeah.
And that's a great, I recommend everybody to get these kids to these contests. Cause,
competitions.
Yeah, it makes you like it even more, I think. And then one year I got like a really good grades. I might have been like 9 or 10, and instead of asking for a skateboard or a bicycle, I said I want some painting classes. So my parents
classes like outside of school.
Yeah, outside of school. My parents sent me to an artist studio. His name was Ángel Calderón.
In
Santander. We live in another city called Torrelavega, which is just like 20 minutes outside Santander. And this guy was like a local artist, older guy.
Yeah.
And he to make some money, he gave some classes in his studio.
Sure.
Not that many. We were like five.
Five students.
And most of them like grown up men and women. They go there just for to practice.
Yeah, they want to learn.
Yeah. And I was just a kid there. But it was a great experience, yeah. And I got to learn a little bit how to paint with oil paints and
practical.
Yeah. And then I was there for a few years, and then after that I went to an art school that was new. They opened this big art school and you could do a sculpture and drawing and painting the whole deal. And a lot of local artists taught there for free. It was like a municipal art school. But it was just all these guys went there for free. It was like the top artists in the city. They all would go there and teach.
So like donate their time.
Yeah. That was another great experience. Yeah.
When's this? Like the early 80s?
No, before. Late 70s, yeah.
I'm thinking of Spain. They're making the big change.
Yeah.
So maybe everybody's very optimistic.
Yeah.
Why there's new arts? Because the arts were probably asleep for a while.
I'm still in touch with some of them already passed away.
Yeah.
But two of them, they are now in their early 80s.
Okay.
or late 70s. One is in, it might be 80 already, the other is like 78 probably. One is Pedro Sobrado and the other one is Ángel Izquierdo. They're still practicing artists, fighting it, you know, it's a never ending fight to make it as an artist. But they are still at it, and great guys. Yeah, I can't believe nowadays it's almost impossible to think like all these people will go every day after, like, from like 6 to 10, I think it was the hours, 4 hours, 6 to 10. Cause so when I exit school, was my first years in high school, and then I would go there and draw and paint and sculpt for like 4 hours, and they were there for free for years and years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Righteous of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, I had to quit art for the last couple of years of high school.
Yeah.
To pass all the tests, and then I went to art college in the Canary Islands. Okay. I went to the Canary Islands.
Why?
Because I was already into heavily into surfing, and the Canary Islands is like a
big for surf because they're out
in the. Then. College was so time consuming I hardly could surf at all. We even had classes on Saturdays
in the Canary Islands.
And I got really really into it, so I was just, I couldn't wait to get out of school to go to my apartment to pay more, you know, to pay whatever I wanted to pay.
Not being able to surf wasn't a problem.
No,
you were just so much into the art.
And I started exhibiting right away. From
where, there?
Yeah, in the first year of college, I already got some.
What's it like there? It seems to me like it'd be a big tourist. You know, Stooges were going to get to play there, and it got canceled. I didn't get to see what it was like. That's when I spent the whole week in Sevilla, because we were supposed to go.
It's they are volcanic islands. So Tenerife, that's where one of the two biggest is where I was. It's the biggest island of the archipelago, and it has this huge volcano, Teide. It's the highest.
Is it awake?
No.
Okay.
It's dead, but it's beautiful. And then you have all these microclimates, because it's such a big island.
Yeah.
It's such a big mountain in the middle of the ocean. So the north of the island is super green, and the south of the mountain is like deserted. Like, you know, all the
desert.
It's like never a cloud, nothing green, it's all just volcanic.
But the and north is all
the
green.
The north is super green, it rains all the time. Yeah, beautiful. Very, a lot of vegetation and humid.
Yeah.
And the south is super dry. The south is where they have all these, like, hotels.
What about in between? Is there places on the east and west that's in between?
Well, the capital has, like, the nicest weather.
Okay.
So it's a big port and a very like colonial style city, and yes, perfect weather, like beautiful. Yeah, great city to live in.
Okay, how long did you live there?
3 years.
3 years.
And then I did, because before, the way college was, this has changed like 100 times already. You had to do 3 years of everything. You had to do a sculpture, design, drawing and painting, art history. That was mandatory.
The whole enchilada.
Yeah, the 3 years. And then the last 2 years, you specialize in something that you choose.
Right.
And I choose to specialize
in sculpture.
In painting, and I did the specialty in Madrid.
Okay. So that's why you ended up going to school in Madrid.
Yeah.
And then from there?
And then the very same year I finished college in 88, I came to LA.
Yeah.
Because I already, while in the Canaries, I already started working with a gallery, and I did a lot of exhibitions. And back in Santander, I was also very active exhibiting. And then one of the reasons I wanted to be in Madrid, it was to get a gallery in the big city, in the capital.
Yeah.
And I got to work with one of the biggest galleries. And I did like a lot of, I already did like in 87, I did my first museum solo show. So I was ready to move here and conquer
America.
Southern
California.
Yeah. And then I came here and I fell in the 01 gallery.
John Pogna.
Yeah, right off the bat, yeah. Right off the boat. I got into
right
the,
off the boat.
In the net of
right
the
off
one
the bat, right off the boat. Okay. We're at the end of the first hour. November 19th, 2015, this is Waffle Pedro Show, our special guest, Gomez Bueno. Hold tight for hour two. November 19th, 2015. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Neighborhoods on my bicycle, around the lake, up and down hills, around to Maple Bluff Marina, jetty at sunrise, L-shaped and calm, calming the waters where the boats are moored, Sweet morning stillness from the other side. Peaceful, quiet morning worth riding into and back again. A good workout, a chance to breathe, and maybe even meditate. Stones of the Jetty.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. On behalf of the entire water landing crew, we welcome you aboard today's flight. Please feel free to unfasten your seatbelts, get up out of your chairs, and roam about the cabins, because we have been cleared for takeoff.
Located here, here, and here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pedro Show start off the second hour with Solanke out of Leeds, Little Man with the Gun Syndrome. I got to play the drummer man in that band. He's in a band called Bilge Pump with Cuz last September, Brother Matt. It's incredible. They wanted just to put together a Minuteman, him and this bass man, they wanted to do a Minuteman band for this gig in Leeds. So they had this buddy play guitar, who never even heard of Minuteman, and they just gave him a bunch of our records and said, now you learn how to play like this. And they put this, they named the band after their landlord, some India guy from India named Mr. Solanke. I found all about this from a guy in Finland.
Wow.
Play go on tour. Incredible story. Then we heard I'll Fall Down from Reverend Circle with Joe Brewer, Jack Brewer's cousin. Madison there with a poem every morning. Life Whining from the X. Old Dutch guys. Oh, last week did an interview with Andy Moore, the Scottish guy in the band. Shore Up the Enemy, Andy Moore's old band, Dogface Hermans from a John Peel session. After that, Water Landing, the airplane song, they're out of Las Vegas. They played the Beauty Bar with Taff Falco there. And, you know, we always opened up with Green Onions, but at that gig, he actually did interpretive dance to Green Onions. Because he usually joins us after. That was intense. But Las Vegas is probably perfect. It was in the back alley in the lights. And it was a full moon. It was a trip. Fighting with Bay 12, please. Ichi with Hon. I think that means book. Japanese. Valis. That's got one of the big the brothers, Cotter brothers from Screaming Trees. In the universe inside my mind. The Pale Angels with All Their Clothes. The bass man, Jamie, Pale Angels, he was at that gig you saw me at last week at Harold's Place. The tall man.
Oh, okay.
The other dudes were from New Jersey, but he's a Welshman. By the way, Bobo, speaking of whales, gotta thank in advance for chili chocolate.
Yeah, Bobo.
With two L's. Chili. And a book on Sid Barrett.
Yeah, the cool surprise. Finer
used to go into a store she worked at and always had the right chain.
Yeah, what a trip.
Yeah. Thank you much, Bobo. And then finally, Mr. Susan with Ha. Back with our guest, Gomez Bueno. We're talking about coming to the U.S. now with an art degree, with lots of surfing experience, Canary Island experience, Santander, Madrid. And now you meet John Pope down in Hollywood in the 01 Gallery in this situation in Southern California. You moved to Venice.
Yeah, I was living in Venice.
Because it was Econo then.
It was the cheapest place in L.A. by the ocean. For sure, it was still.
You didn't know about Peter.
Oh, yeah, that was a little far from the scene. That I was, you know, you have to imagine when you come here.
Oh no, coaching, no car.
No, yeah, I got a car. I got like a
right away.
Sorry. Right away, I got a $300 car, and then I got a $500. Both of them for escorts.
Both Ford Escorts.
Yeah, the first one was
for only rolling downhill. Ford.
Yeah.
No, my Econo lines are Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are good.
Yeah. So I have a car, but I spend the whole time painting and surfing by myself. I'm going to art galleries, trying to meet artists and.
Because you had no LA connects.
No.
Like Bob Lee with the fucking drum set in the station wagon from Lambertville. I'm going to SoCal. I'm going to be a drummer man.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I had a portfolio and some catalogs from my exhibitions in Spain. And whenever I went to a gallery and I called first, trying to get an appointment, I want to show you my work. With a big, big accent, right? Like, I still have an accent. Imagine like 30 years
ago. I remember how it was. It was strong.
30 years ago. And, like, they give me an appointment, and I saw them the work. And 9 out of 10 times, they would tell me, oh, there is this gallery in Hollywood called the 01 Gallery. I think you should go there. Okay. And I would keep going to other galleries, and they all told me about the 01. So finally I got to the 01, and the guy liked it right away, and he started putting me in the group shows, and I think by the end of the first year I had a solo show, which was great. I got to meet everybody and get some exposure, and I got on.
That's where you met Raymond.
I met Raymond, yeah.
They didn't have the Long Beach, the LAMA, Latin America Contemporary Art.
If they did, I wasn't aware of it.
It's been there for a while, but it maybe 20 years.
Yeah, maybe 90s.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, well, that gallery.
I don't know about identity politics and what that means.
That gallery was like a.
Because 01 was more like hipster, right?
Well, the guy chose, he had a really good eye, right? He knew how to pick really good artists. So he had, some of the best art. He had, Mike Kelly, and he had, Raymond Peribon.
Yeah.
He had Charles Bojorquez. And, excellent artists. But he wasn't a very good dealer at all. I mean, he was, I don't know, he will give you the exposure, but that was all you could get. Then he will sell the paintings, and you never will get paid and stuff like that.
So excellent experience.
you take what you can,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, at least you got exposure.
Yeah, it would have been better something more professional, but it was. It was better than not having
the other people say no.
Yeah. So I still have some appreciation for what he did for me.
Sure.
He didn't pay me, but he gave me three solo shows, and I did a lot of group shows. And I met all these artists that are being fundamental in everything, you know. Yeah. I mean, now that Raymond is gone, God, how I miss him, man. When he was here, oh, I really treasured all the time that we spent together.
York has him.
Yeah, now he's all the way in New York.
He doesn't like it, really.
Yeah, but you know, he has
I know the situation. But you know what situation we got right now is Brother Matt, finally.
Oh.
In spin cycle mode. Cool. Here we go. So bring him, Brother Matt.
Oh, Bye.
Brother Matt, thank you so much for that. Cool. Return once more to the spin cycle. What motivated, what inspired you to do what you just did to us?
The Kings of Kulo.
Kings of Kulo.
Kulo.
Okay.
And then had a little bit of River old folks down there at Karma Studios.
Sure.
Sally and Michael. Had
I think they're in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, someplace back there, seems like.
That's what somebody told me. They were in Poughkeepsie.
That was a cool little chapter.
What was that movie? French Connection. Popeye Doyle. Gene Hackman. You pick your feet in Poughkeepsie.
Fernando Rey. A Spanish guy was there. But I hear this.
That was the code word.
Yeah?
Yeah, pick your feet, and then, you know, you use the shit.
Yeah.
Was,
Fernando Rey was in the movie
by
a mistake, because I think the director wanted Fernando Arrabal, another guy that was much more tough looking, but somebody got confused and got the wrong guy.
some lad guy. Yeah. It ended up being really good for him. He made a whole career out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing like kind of tough guys in movies. Yeah, yeah. He's in Carlos. He's in that movie.
Saura. Carlos Saura?
No, what's it called? Where the guy tries to go good.
I don't know.
The guy who's been in jail and he comes out and he tries to turn a new leaf, but the old life won't let him low. I think he ended up in that too.
Huh.
We're at the end of the second hour of Wafra Pedro Show, November 19, 2015. Hold tight for hour three. November 19th, 2015 is third hour of the Wafra Pedro Show.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watford Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with David Nusselhoff doing Miss Field. The Cosmodrome, which also includes David Nusselhoff. Dragons. Aloha from Tuggy, brand new band, brand new album. Kings of Lower Town out of Canada with Trouble. I Didn't Give Up by the Earthworm Ensemble. And finally, Hobo Combo, Single Foot. That's Tello Andrea, who's just started a tour.
Kings of Lower Town are cool.
Yeah. Pemberton? Their town?
I think it sounds like
Pembroke?
Some kind of Pem, I think.
Some kind of Pem. And I think it's in Ontario. I think so. Back to Gomez Bueno. Okay, so trying to get you caught up from those early experiences in Hollywood and all that to now, it's still tough.
Oh, yeah. He's always tough.
Now, you people don't know, in the meantime, Gomez Bueno made a family.
A girl and a boy.
Both come to my gigs. And
yeah, that. Yeah. Well, they dance like crazy.
They dance. Yeah, that fact, that was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Tom Watson put that together. Wife Mia, and he lives in Orange County, which you probably never expected you'd end up living.
No, but Mia got a good job there.
And it's not worth the commute to live by the water.
And also we can really afford to have a house on the water, but we can have a house there. So I have enough room to make a lot of paintings and sculptures.
Do work.
Yeah. So that's great.
But he was just talking about off air here with this show he just had in Barcelona, and it's almost like 30 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess
gets exposure, but he doesn't get the work back.
People just think about the art or the artist's life, and because they hear the news like record a price for a new painting, a Picasso painting, an auction, or a Warhol for 150 million.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not even like the you know, the 1,000th of, I mean, this is like a millionth of what's going on is like that. Then everybody else has to spend a lot of time. It's like a musician. People think, oh, a musician makes a song and gets a lot of money. Like Justin Bieber has like 5 Ferraris. Yeah, but like there are like 100 million musicians. That
how many Justin Biebers?
Yeah, how many hours do you need to make a good song and play well an instrument? It's still a lifetime of dedication. Same thing with the paintings. And
absolutely.
It takes a lifetime to master the technique and they have the good ideas and do research and like change the subjects and styles and get business going. It's complicated because you can do really well one show in one city in one country, but that's not going to last. That only is going to last a few months. And then you have to get another.
The next one. This is like K with freelance.
Yeah, it's but one after another.
So last music, Wave Transmission, Satoshi Amano remix from R04, Brain Fluid, Microchips, Reg Blur, new album, Reluctant Ghost Hunter, Devonian, Body Trucks by Buho, Sissy Boy Bodegas, Mouth to the Flame Live from the Warblers with Leo Hong, Remote Penetration by Dynasty Handbag, and finally Hot Dog Live from Rock and Roll Adventure Kids. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Bueno,
yes, sir.
Can I ask you, what advice would you give somebody who is getting into art?
Just go for it. What the hell? You know, I think really it's not about money. It's about finding happiness. And more people think that money is going to give them happiness, and I think that's not the truth. Just making art, whatever it is, like writing or music or painting or drawing, whatever, making sculptures, I really think you find your soul making the good work, and it's very fulfilling. It sucks that the whole thing around it is just a disaster, and all these people live off the real artists.
Yeah.
But what can you do? I mean, if you really like to paint or play music, just go for it, and maybe you get lucky, maybe not. But you're gonna, I think, be a lot happier than doing something else
that you don't like.
Yeah,
so. I think that's great advice. Also, I like that spirit. Because it's not just words, you're living it.
Oh, yeah. To the fullest.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not just a guess or a theory. It's actually
I know.
Practice. So great. Brother Matt, you're doing new work. You're uptown now at nighttime.
Watts.
Right.
Totally easy compared to the last job.
That's right. Except the commute.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive.
At least it's later. Blocks.
Yeah, it for getting screwed, it definitely could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it's kind of nice. So I went from a job I love to I love having a job.
Brother Matt, you're a motivator. You're inspiring. And you are too, Gomez Huevo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, what?
We got to tell how to look at his art so you can, like, print it out and steal it from it.
Yeah. Like everybody else.
GOMEZBUENO.com.
Yes, sir.
Go there, people. Cool. Yeah. And thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Cool. Once again, you aided in a bet. Very much essential to me. It's been November 19, 2015 edition of Watt for Pedro Show from the Love Grotto.
Yeah.
A lot more shows coming from here in the future. Everybody, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.